from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees. When Grace Brewer's career was suddenly cut short by an airplane crash in 1947, America lost one of her most gifted singers and the Bell Telephone Hour one of its most glamorous guests. Grace brightened our broadcasts on many occasions, impressing us all not only with her musical abilities, that goes without saying, but also with her warm and cheerful personality. Tonight, we'll be recalling Grace Moore's lovely singing of opera, operetta, folk tunes, and movie music. And we'll begin with Mi chiama no Mimi, an aria from the opera in which she made her Met debut, Puccini's La Bohème.
Thank you. vicina che la via fuori d'ora a importunare.
Grace Moore in La Bohème. Now here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with a brief interlude from another opera that gave Grace a starring role at the Met, the minuet from Massenet's Manon. Grace Moore grew up in the little town of Jellicoe, Tennessee, and for a while her musical experience was pretty much limited to singing in the local church choir. As she began serious studies, though, she developed a remarkable facility for languages and musical styles, and she wound up among the most versatile artists of her day. Perfectly at home in the movies, at cafes, in concert halls, or on the operatic stage. Here's Grace with a beautiful Tchaikovsky song she did on the telephone hour in the mid-40s, None But the Lonely Heart.
Oh.
All through World War II, Grace Moore was extremely active with the USO, traveling around the country and also abroad to entertain the soldiers and bring them a little hometown cheer. And when she came to the Bell Telephone Hour, her breezy optimism gave our broadcasts a lift. You could even feel it in the introductions she sometimes spoke herself.
And it's one of the gayest and loveliest of folk songs, Cheery Beery Bin, which I dedicate to the peace and joy of days to come.
I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message. Grace Moore had a very special talent, and so she never lacked for champions. When she was just beginning her operatic studies, she was encouraged by Giovanni Martinelli and Mary Garden. When Grace decided to take a fling with lighter music, it was with no less a Broadway immortal than Irving Berlin and his Music Box Reviews. She was, of course, enormously popular in both fields. Here she is with the Indian Love Call from Rudolph Frimmel's Rose Marie.
Thank you.
Earlier tonight, we heard music from Massenet's Manon. Now, here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with an intermezzo from the other opera about the famous lady, Manon Lescaut, by Puccini. With her work in opera, operetta, and musical comedy, Grace Moore had quite a career in Hollywood. Her beauty and dramatic flair made her a natural for the movies, and she starred in many of them. Perhaps her favorite film song, and certainly one of mine, was the title tune from a 1937 picture in which she played opposite Melvin Douglas. Remember it? It was called I'll Take Romance.
I'll take romance for my heart.
The unforgettable voice of Grace Moore. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company. This is Donald Voorhees again. I do hope you enjoyed sharing these memories of Grace Moore with me tonight, and that you'll join me next week at this same time when performances by the renowned pianist Grant Johannesson highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour. This is the NBC Radio Network.